Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show should not reflect with your Curiosity Media, changing the world you listen to. Any music featured on the Curiosity Media programs is used with the express written consent of the artist, owner, or distributor.
Coming to you live from the Wicked Curiosity Studios in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's the Bonds and Grapes Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Falling from Grace Podcast. It's only been like 2 months. We're happy to be here. I'm Angel, your host, and my amazing Danielle is here with me.
I'm just snickering out all the
snaps. It's a series of follies, so bear with us. It's been like 2 months. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know if you've noticed. While we post on Facebook, we will not be broadcasting on Facebook. We will be broadcasting on Twitch. The link is posted in the post for tonight's show at the bottom. We are obviously on Facebook for Falling from Grace Podcast. You can also find us at Wicked Curiosity Media. Their Facebook page has not only our posts, but also our website link, which you can just click on and go and see whatever you want to see there. In the process of being revamped, there's a lot of changes that have happened. Check us out on Twitch, though. I don't know how that works, but the producer does, and it seems like it's pretty cool. So if you would like to join us tonight on Blog Talk, though, where we are also airing live, the phone number is 718-664-9735, and we would love to hear from you.
Ooh. That's it. Bye.
I'm assuming that, you know, everybody else is having a Tuesday that's like Monday, and that's where I'm at.
A Monday at 7 a.m.
Yeah, that's kind of coffee. Like, you just rolled out of bed, and we're like, what the fuck?
You overslept, and you're in a panic the rest of the day.
That is the rest of the day. That's everything forever. I was like, oh, okay. So, if you know any of us, it's pretty cool. You can go to our personal Facebook pages and click on the link, and there it is. It has been shared to our pages. Come join us.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! So it's been like 2 months.
Yeah.
I looked at it like, when I make things as easy, I think smarter, not harder. So when I do our posts, 90% of it is regurgitated, copy and paste. And I was looking at, like, our last one was November 16th.
Really?
Yeah. We are well past that. It's been, like, 2.5 months.
Yeah, because I feel like I had to travel for work.
Yes.
A time or two in there, and so that made us stop a little preemptively, and then I had to travel a little bit for this month, which made us start a little late, and, yeah, sorry.
Well, you know, everybody else, honestly, I don't know. Movies of the Week has not started airing yet. Behind the Screen, Cinephiles has, and Note by Note has. Kind of. They missed last week. things. Like, we are getting off to a start, but I feel like it's a rocky start.
Yeah.
Like, not the start we wanted at the new year when it's like, you know, new year, new me.
I feel like everybody's getting in the new swing of things, though. Because even going back to last year, even Christmas snuck up on me.
Oh, my God.
I should start my Christmas. Oh, it's December 5th. I really should start my Christmas shopping.
I'm telling you.
And
it
continued in 2022.
Yes. I don't know if it's like COVID or just this new normal of always being here at home. I have a really hard time with holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Like, feeling like I'm not only on top of it, because it's always been my thing, like, birthdays and holidays and doing all the stuff.
You've been on top of it. You were on top of
it. No, I have not. It has happened. Everything has happened.
Well, it seems
but
like you
happened
on top of it.
Last minute. Like, Valentine's Day is not very far away, and I celebrate it every year for my kids.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't bought anything. I don't even know if I'm getting my husband yet.
That's the guy in glasses was like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? And I was like,
I told my husband that it's not okay. Do not ask me. That is the one time of the year that I don't want to answer the question.
Well.
That's not my question to answer. Valentine's Day. Figure it out.
Okay.
It's not like a birthday. That is what I want for Valentine's Day. That's not how it works. Like, surprise. Here's money to go shopping. Here's chocolates. Here's, I don't know. Don't ask. I don't want anything for Valentine's Day. I want you to do something.
Let's see. In mine's defense, I guess this is only... Would this only be our second Valentine's Day together?
It
would
be.
Yeah, so you know, in his defense, it's kind of hard to figure out.
Dumb.
Yeah. But
I don't know if he's listening to that, but you're kind of dumb.
He's not dumb. Guy in glasses.
He asked her what she wanted for Valentine's Day. What did I tell you when you asked me?
Because you don't know.
What did I tell you when you asked me? Well, let's go with the honest answer, because while I love all of you in radio world, because I'm like the sweetest person ever, I'm honestly down in my core.
Hang on.
I'm a hateful bitch, and I'm telling you that, like, I'm just bluntly honest. I am not the, like, the friendly, fun person. I'm not Beyonce and happy. Okay, I'm just going to tell you what it is, and then you can look at me, and I'll look at you, and we'll decide if that's funny, happy, or okay.
They're all yours, except this one.
Yeah, so what did I tell you? Because you made that mistake, and you were like, what do you want for Valentine's Day? What dumbass answer did you get back?
That's not how this works.
Yeah. Don't ask me that shit. Don't ask. It's not birthday. This isn't like, surprise.
Okay.
That's what I want.
But to be fair.
What if I sent you like a sample hat? This is what I want for Valentine's.
But you don't wear jewelry.
I would have printed it up, and I would have wrapped it in a box and given it to you.
Don't wear jewelry. Don't do pedicures, manicure. Okay, one ring.
And I would actually do a manicure if I could afford to upkeep it.
You don't do massages. You don't do anything with feet.
Oh, no.
You
no,
don't
no,
want
no.
chocolate because you're
objected to that.
You don't want chocolate because you're trying to be healthy.
Yeah.
You're going to be pissed if you get a diet friend or something, though.
Over here literally walked through Kroger with me and saw, like, a 10-pound box of chocolates. And was like, I'm going to get that for you. Why? I'm not going to eat that.
So it's for me.
You like, I like it. Okay, cool.
But to be fair and honest, he's going to be in trouble if he goes healthy or chocolate and unhealthy.
Really. Like, just take me. I would rather
take you out
to a point where, like, I want some experience because we have been in the house for so long.
Double, we'll do a double date for Valentine's. That'll solve everyone's problem.
Oh, my
gosh,
listen to her.
See, guys.
But
now,
I still have to get a gift.
Now.
I still have to get a gift.
Now you don't.
Yes, I do.
A card would be nice. But now you could actually, like, bond with the other hosts on my show and be like, okay, what are we going to do? And then Guy in Glass can feel bad because
yeah.
he didn't think of it.
Y'all can plan it.
And I can feel bad because I didn't think of it. Cause
y'all can plan it, and that's your gift to us.
Yeah.
When you say y'all.
You and
Guy
in Glasses. Well, there can be conversation. I'm sure he'll give some feedback.
No, I'm sure he will take
that.
Yeah.
He's not
going to
initiate that conversation.
What'd you say?
I'm sure he will, because he seems awful outspoken lately.
Uh-oh.
you need to be careful as to what button you push on the keyboard.
Did you do that?
I did do that. See? Right here.
Okay, thank you.
So, yeah, the date is you guys plan it.
Yeah.
I don't even need a card.
I really don't. Okay, so we could listen. You know what Valentine's Day would be perfect for me? No kids. And alcohol. Yep. Easy peasy, 1-2-3-Z. Lemon squeezy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Like, no freaking kids.
But I still better have a gift, because that is a gift.
You have it on record that she said no gift is required.
Yeah, for you. I would still have to have a gift.
See?
Oh.
See?
The truth.
It's a gift and date night. And date night is both of us going out. It's not my gift to her.
Okay,
because
so.
It doesn't matter what date night we go on because I'm always paying, so that's
negated. Your gift. But what if we agreed that for both couples that was like our gift to each other, getting out and doing something fun?
Maybe you get other gifts that are non-monetary.
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
His face. It's only this one video. So I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
What if
we did that? What if it was a double date? Where four gifts meant four people went out and did something fun.
We can go axe throwing.
You know what would be better?
Axe tossing
or whatever.
That would be fun.
See?
Rage room.
Yes.
What's that?
Where you go and just beat the fuck out of shit.
I wouldn't do well with that.
I would absolutely throw all the dishes.
Appliances,
you can throw dishes, like you can just beat the crap out of a whole room of shit.
Well, we know the guy in glasses would be down for that.
I'm like, just see that.
Maybe we should just send back and let you have at it first. And I'm just cowering.
I love my kids!
I love my children!
Okay.
I did not know they had one of those here. I randomly looked it up. So there's two. I'm not sure. I don't remember where the other one is. Might be not still, but there are two of them. Rage Room. The Axe Throwing is in Pigeon Forge.
Rage Room is in Maryville because they have an escape room.
There's two
and
of the Rage Rooms, though.
I thought it was only Maryville.
No, I think there's another one.
Okay. Well, I know that there's an escape room in Knoxville.
There's that.
We might could do an escape room, too.
I can't beat things up, but I could try to use my phone.
I've done the escape room thing, and it was not a good experience.
I have a good one.
Yeah, well, it depends on who you go
yeah,
to.
So if it's only the four of us, and everybody else,
we might do well.
We might do well. You know, I might pop the guy in glasses a couple times and be like, stop!
Stop touching things.
That's not a clue.
It's a happy donut.
Is this for me?
Waiting for a phone call or a text.
Speaking of which.
So, yeah, do some research, figure out what our best plan of attack is.
And then get with the guy in glasses. And I would accept that as the whole Valentine's Day for me. And you.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You spend what you
not
spend on a gift,
though.
In alcohol.
Yeah.
In the room.
They get a whole night without us.
Except the gifts.
Okay.
The tiniest one would never accept that as a
trade-off.
I know. She'd be like, where the fuck is my chocolate? No flowers? What?
Yeah.
Who are you people?
We plan ahead. Buy after last year. Throw it in the freezer and then pull it out.
Last year, I had bought like 10 boxes on clearance. And at some point, had thrown them in the closet.
Oh, no.
And then Valentine's came around. And I'm digging around in the closet. And I was like,
whoops.
Woo! I don't have to buy chocolate. There's enough here for at least one teacher.
Absolutely. And you're welcome.
So it's a hard thing this year, though, because I already bought the Valentine's party. We went and bought, cheese balls, whatever, and I just threw them on the table, and then we bought a Valentine's box, which I will admit, when I walked through, I picked up two, and I'm looking for two sets of Valentines because we have littles. Those littles are not little. And only one actually might have a chance at a Valentine's party. So I had to put other things back.
Right.
And I was like, oh my God. Like, he doesn't get to do Valentine's?
Thanks, Grover.
And then it dawned on me that next year I won't be buying any.
Mm-mm.
There's no Valentine's party. There's no Valentine's. Like, my whole heart hurts. That is so bad.
Wow.
I hate middle school.
Do you need to go be the room mom for some kindergarten kids?
I did try this year with
some elementary,
but
yeah.
COVID happened, and I don't think most of them like me. But it's okay. I don't even think there is a room mom, because we can't be there. So, like, the Christmas party happened. We cannot be there. We can go sit at lunch with them with no mask, but we couldn't participate in the last Christmas party that they are going to have.
Aww,
and I was like, that's because literally those parties rely on parents. We help out with the stations. We, get those games moving. That was weird. I don't know how that went. Sophia was unimpressed.
Well.
She didn't even want to go.
It takes a lot to impress
her. It does. She was like, What do you mean you don't get to go? Maybe I should just stay home that day. I was like, no.
Our own Valentine's party.
No, you should go to school.
So maybe what you should do is plan an at-home Valentine's party where they have those little boxes they decorate and they make special Valentines that are handwritten for each other.
Which would be awesome
sort of
if I did not have assholes for children.
Well,
because often, like, I've already talked him into going shopping with me next week to figure out who he's going to buy for. Katie has not said a damn word about Valentine's Day. And then Liam, Sophia's the only one who's like, what's the at-home Valentine's party? And I'm like, So we did that last year because they were virtual. And we kind of wanted to give, like, the teachers kind of, like, a big FU because, the in-school kids got to have these big parties, and the virtual kids kind of got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened. And so we did our own at home. I decorated. We got them gifts and all that stuff. But this year they're in school, and I'm like, probably not. Your brother's not really into it. Your sister's not really into it. But we always do something for them.
Would they do it for Sophia?
You would think so. Here's the thing. When Katie was like 8, she can't eat Valentine's.
Oh.
She's a weird kid, right? And I made a post on, I was really pissed off that day. And all of her friends came through. They came and they brought her Valentine's. And she got flowers and candy. And they made her whole day special, which was awesome. But, I don't want to go through that again. I don't want to have to go through all that planning for them because I don't want them to expect that every year. COVID has definitely made things weird. And I don't want kids to, I don't want entitled kids. Like, I don't want them every year to be like, oh, well, mom and dad are going to have a party. Oh,
right.
Why not?
Right.
Mom's tired. And so we tried to explain to Sophia that, and Liam, this year he won't have Valentine's, and that sucks. They'll get something from us. And for her, this year will be your last Valentine's party if they have it, and you'll get something from us. So, it's weird.
And Sophie is more about getting than giving.
Sometimes. Like, she just is not cool with the fact that she wants to be able to do her Valentine's and go hand them out. Her thing is that she doesn't care about COVID.
Right.
She already wears a mask at school. She sanitizes. She washes her hands. Like, she just wants normal stuff.
Well,
so it's not even about that. It's about the fact that she can't do it.
Well, what about, would she be happy if she made up hand Valentines for everyone in the neighborhood and just went and put them in their mailboxes or on their doors?
We already told her, like, if they absolutely say can't bring Valentines, then we'll make Valentines for whoever. We have a whole box of cheese ball Valentines. We'll send them out to whoever and we'll go drop them off.
Okay. What's a cheese ball Valentine?
Instead of candy, like normally we would get the little Valentine's to sucker through where you get like gummy worms or whatever. These are little packets of cheese balls. It's a snack rather than candy. Yeah, like, I was like, let's do something a little different this year, like kind of, sort of, not candy. Because everybody gets candy.
Right.
And some parents send, like, my least favorite candy is for my kids. Pixie sticks.
Wow.
It's just a straw of sugar that goes into their teeth. And it's gross. Like, send a dum-dum or a gummy worm. But don't send pixie sticks. That's gross. They're horrible.
Okay.
It's horrible. So that's the upcoming holiday. Like, I don't know. Things have been... Danielle's kids are well out of school, which is great.
Oh, yeah.
She has grandkids that are in school. I don't know how their year's going.
Well, they're homeschooled. It's going great. Yeah, they've always been homeschooled.
Well,
their oldest was in public for a little bit, so they're used to, this is like their norm.
Yeah.
You know, so COVID and the pandemic and all that stuff didn't change for them, thank goodness.
Yeah, so when we left off last, we were at like mid-November, and we had Thanksgiving, which was most of the family. Jack Glasses had to work, I think, that day,
mm-hmm.
but Danielle got to join us for her first ever Thanksgiving.
It did.
And
quite cool.
It was quite interesting. My kids are now coming into their own personalities. Our oldest, you know, he was just cutting up. He was being funny, trying to be funny, picking on his little sister, doing his thing. That was super funny. And then, and then his little sister was like, I'm tired of this shit. So she waited till nobody was really paying attention. What he had done was he had pushed some, like, plastic silverware towards her and said, I don't even remember what he said, but she, you know, everything got picked up, we got cleaned up, we're all having dinner, and she looks at me, and she was like, can I? And I was like, oh, I don't care. So she reaches forward, and she pops the silverware to where it sprayed all over in front of him, and she was like, fucking karma. She's 10. The whole table was like, what?
We were all done. I ended up on the floor.
So,
laughing.
This was Danielle's first year.
It's like, well, this is...
At Thanksgiving. great first impression. Food was good, though.
It was very good.
It was really good.
Falling from Grace, we'll be right back.
Thank you. Drifting down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave. These will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost. And I ain't too proud. If you loved me, you would hold me and never let me go. If you loved me, you would tell me you never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop and never go. But you just turned your back to me and say, yes, I do.
Technical issues, and I had to take the driver's seat for a second, but they're back, and, well, I'm gone.
Thank you, Dan. Okay.
There's my lighter.
We'll see how this goes. How long we can stay on the air with the Blog Talk people. Super weird, but whatever. So, you know, we discussed Valentine's Day this coming. We discussed Thanksgiving that happened. This is also Danielle's first year to experience Christmas with us as a family. And that includes, like, the uncle and the godfather, the producer, everybody. And our Christmases last forever. Now, unfortunately, they didn't get to be there for the big part of it.
Right.
So when we get up in the morning, typically the godfather and the uncle show up at some point early. So I get up, I make breakfast, the kids get to see what Santa brought them, and they're shopping. So that keeps them busy for, that's like a good hour. It gives me time to make coffee, eat some food, you know, everybody gets kind of woke up a little bit because the big kids, like, they're not happy about being up that early. The girls tried to wake me up at, like, 7 o'clock in the morning. And my alarm set for 8. And I was like, go back to bed. If it's dark in my room, do not wake me up. I don't want to see your face.
Go back to sleep.
We're old enough. 3 or 4 years old, I indulge. We, like, ran downstairs at 6 o'clock in the morning and did the thing. No, we're not there. So everybody got up. We did the whole Santa thing. We did the whole stocking thing. We ate breakfast. And then we kind of chill out a little bit because, you know, it's breakfast. It took us like 4 hours to go through all the presents.
The non-Santa presents.
The non-Santa presents. Like, because the way that we do it, you know, growing up, they would just like throw gifts at us. Nobody ever saw what anybody got. Nobody got to appreciate it. And it was hard to say thank you because everybody was kind of doing their own thing. And so for us, you know, we watch our person open their gift. They see who it's from and appreciate it. We all see what it is, which is super cool. But it does stretch out the Christmas experience for hours. It does, which is fine. And then Jeremy and Danielle got there, and we did their gifts. And then we had, you know, Dan has prime rib every year for Christmas. And so dinner for Christmas is much more scaled down than Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving is a lot of food. Christmas is like, okay, we're having this, 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 and this. That's it. But it was fun. It was really fun this year. And there was a lot of laughter this year that was not happening last year. It was a lot more lighthearted this year. And it wasn't as stressful because I'd already set, like, a cap. Like, we aren't – it was stressful for me because I'm a stressor. But I'd set a cap. And, like, I'm not going over this with the kids. We're going to – and yet, at the end of the day, the Christmas tree still looks ridiculous because, you know, they have, you know, three parents and an uncle. And then you have a Danielle and a Jeremy. They have grandparents. So regardless, the tree looked stupid because all of those gifts came in and we had to wrap them and put them in the tree.
And then I came in with all the extra gifts. And
yes. Like, it was just, it was a lot. And I don't know how you celebrate Christmas, but I don't know. I guess I'm weird a little bit, but I like to drag it out because as a kid, we'd open however many gifts we might get. We would get to look at them for a little bit. Then Christmas is done. And we'd have to go to our rooms until dinner was ready and the guys watch football and the women drink wine. And us kids would go, like, away. I don't know. I never liked that. Like, I want us all together for a good portion of the day because it's Christmas. Like, it needs to be special.
Right.
So I might be a little anal about that, but yeah, that's how it goes.
So ours was, you know, hurry and open your presents and then run off to grandparents and all the extended family stuff, you know, so then you didn't get to your presents until
maybe
late or the next day, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. There was always that, too, like where you have to get in the car, like you open your gifts real quick in the morning and you're like, oh, cool, I got the thing I wanted. And then everybody goes up.
Right.
And you go to aunt's house or you go to grandparents' house and then you got a whole day there and then you have dinner and then, you know, depending on how your parents are, they, you know, they might stay a little later because maybe they drink a little and you go home. By the time you get home, it's bedtime.
Right.
Can't leave the gifts anyway. You need to go to bed. And then you get up the next morning, you're like, oh, Christmas again. When you see me that shit yesterday.
Right. I'm sure you explained myself today.
Yeah. So here we don't have any family other than our, like, little circle. And the kids, that's not how it is. I always ask them to wait to open them until, like, we're all done with Christmas opening. But they open their gifts on the same day. It keeps them busy while I'm finishing dinner. It takes me, like, a week to clean up all the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it works better for us. Like, they appreciate the whole day rather than, you know, this
an
mass.
Hour of the day.
Yeah, well, this mass, like, super quick unwrapping of everything. They didn't even really know what they got because I remember doing that as a kid. Like, I didn't even really remember what I got until everything was done and I got to take it to my room. Oh, that's that's pretty cool.
Right. Or who it was from.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, like, I feel like this is just, for us, it's better. It prolongs the day. I always like the adults to feel like the kids appreciate their gifts. So if we're not rushing through, then all that work that they put in to find a gift is appreciated. They get told thank you. You know, the person is being focused on, so we see what they got. We get to say thank you. So I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was good.
Not how everybody else does it. That's how we do it. It's a long fucking day.
Well, and it's harder as the kids get older to find things that they are going to like that aren't $300 or more.
This one's
hard to buy.
I mean, it is. I know that you still have at least, what, two that are little-ish?
Yeah.
And you've got the baby, and then you've got the younger grandson.
Right.
This is our first year where, like, nobody asked for toys.
Yeah, it's hard.
And I was very sad walking through the stores because like, oh my God, that's such a cool thing. But
when they get 15 and up, all they ask for is money or gift cards. So I don't refuse. Just
now,
because,
as a grandparent, I probably would refuse. But as my child, you're getting whatever the fuck I give you because I'm a shit.
So what I did, because the older one, of course, he's 15 and he doesn't give a shit about any kind of toy. Everything's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But if it's game-related, I don't want to buy the wrong thing either. So my thing was, okay, I'm going to buy an activity that they have to do to get the money. So I bought this little, like, it was a game cube thing, and then you had to line up the balls
like
correctly.
Ball.
Yeah, yeah, it was a play ball to open it so that they could get the money that was inside. So that occupied, I mean, I think the oldest one of them got it within 2 minutes. The other one, it took a little longer. And I want to say it was the younger one that got it quicker, but I could be wrong.
I also got one of those 1 year, and it took me like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
I was like, what is this thing? Why?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
And then he got to the center, and he was like, oh, that's awesome.
That was awesome to get cash inside. But, yeah, it's hard. And then the younger one, of course, I can still find something because he's like scientist-oriented.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
Any science thing he's happy with. And end up buying something where you, like, build cubes and make the ball like fall. It's like a gravity ball thing, and you can make different mazes for it to fall differently or something. I don't know, but he liked it. I was like, okay, good.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
You know,
and
so,
I will tell you, Danielle works really hard on her gifts and is amazing at it. I, however, become a ball of like blubbering stress. Like I quit. I don't shop for anybody anymore.
It's hard. It's hard. It's hard to pick out a gift, especially when they're in those tween years, that they're going to be like, oh, my God, this is amazing. Because usually it's something they need. It's more practical.
Well,
than
I
would
admit, our 10-year-old this year was the easiest because she literally, her tablet is linked to my Amazon so it can run. And she went through, picked all of her gifts,
That's
linked
awesome.
Them to my Amazon, all of the links. Like, this is exactly what I want. And I was like, boom, 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 boom. Okay, she's good. We're good.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly what she wants. Easy. Whereas everybody else was like, I don't know, maybe something like this, or Supernatural, or D&D. And I'm like, that's awesome, except I don't know what you have already.
Mm-hmm.
My husband is the worst because he's a Lego freak. And I don't, Danielle can attest to this. If you look around, not only the studio, but then you go downstairs. Like, there are Legos everywhere. I have no idea what Legos he has. He could point them out to me probably 50 times throughout the holiday year. And still, by the time I get in the store, I'm like, I don't remember. I don't remember which one he has. And that's all he wants.
So, and I'm easy. Like, practical or handmade. And I think I got both. Austin made me an amazing little plaque that said, welcome to the family. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
And I hung it up in my house as soon as I got home. And then I got an electric blanket and I got some Supernatural stuff. I mean, I got all kinds of good things that I loved. But that's my thing. So guy in glasses was practical. He bought me tires for my car, which was amazing.
Yeah.
He said, I feel like
this year.
Yeah.
All the snow.
But I said, let that be Christmas and my birthday because my birthday's in January. And he was like, no, 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 that's shitty. I said, no, please. But that's what that was a lot of money because he had them installed and everything. Took the car. I didn't have to do nothing except go with him to pick it up. and he was like, no, I feel bad, you know, and I was like, no, that's amazing. I felt worse because all I got him was an ant farm, like a little $30, $40 ant farm.
So you love it.
And he has had the most fun with that. I
completely forgot about the ant farm.
Oh, my gosh, I can't because I finally.
Are they still alive?
They are, and I finally let them. I had him leave them in the basement because I was afraid they would get out.
Yeah.
I like those little fire ants.
Yeah.
He didn't tell me that. He had his option of like two ants that do well, and he bought the fire ants.
What the fuck?
I said, if you put those things out in my house, anyway, he hasn't. They've not escaped. He's been very, very good. More responsible than an actual child would have been. But but they weren't real well in the basement because it stays cold in there. So I said, okay, here's a little box lid you can put them in. Put them upstairs. But if they get out, you're dead.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're dead. So he has done amazingly, and it actually is a little more cool than I thought it would be, because I'll be sitting there, you know, and I find myself mesmerized, and 30 minutes later, I'm still watching these stupid ants, because they're building tunnels and moving stuff around, and it really is more, because I thought it was going to be the stupidest gift, but it actually, I'm entertained as he is, and he's taking care of them every other day, or whatever he's supposed to do. Feed them their little grapes, put the grapes in the freezer so they'd last longer, and he can take them out and defrost them and cut them in halves and quarters and put them in there and water the little stuff. And, yeah, I mean, he's done really good with them. I'm impressed. And that has been entertainment for both of us.
That's crazy.
I would have never dreamed it. I really think probably Sophia would love it. But
hugely imagine that Sophia would be the first one to be like, I wonder what happens if you let him out.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
No, thank you.
Because I was stressing because, like, the way the tunnel or there's external tubes, because I bought two separate farms that were less expensive because I wasn't investing. I mean, you could spend hundreds on
a farm.
Oh,
yeah.
And I wasn't investing that much money because I honestly did not anticipate them lasting. So I bought two of the little cheap little farms, and there's a little tube you can buy to connect them. And he had done all that. He ended up having to go to, like, Home Depot and buy more tubing because he wanted to arrange them differently, and he had them connected. Well, I found myself momming them, and I was like, but they can't reach that side. And, well, they know to go up those little steps. And he's just like, okay. So then I made him worry about it enough that he went and bought new tubes, connected them in a different way so that they would be able to get to their food easier. He was like, I'm pretty sure they'll get to that food no matter. But yeah, and they have like a little graveyard for the dead ants. They have a place for their food. They have a place for their water. They build their little tunnels. It really and the tunnels look like they would collapse, but they do. Anyway, it's pretty cool.
And we're back. I don't know what is going on this evening. I don't know what's happening with Blog Talk. But give us a minute. We're going to go on break, and we will be right back.
Down, it's just you and me. You cut me off and say you're tired of talking. It's not as if we can't agree, but you've lost your will to fight. You're packing up all your things to leave, and these will be our last words. Then the chance will be lost, and I ain't too proud. If you love me, you would hold me. If you love me, you would tell me. You never want me to be alone. If you cared at all, you would stop. Never.
Welcome back again. We're back again. So we were talking about ant farms. We do apologize for the technical difficulties. I do not know what's happening with Blog Talk this evening. It happens. We don't really have control over it. It's a running issue. So hopefully we are now here and you can hear us and we're able to finish the show.
Sometimes it's 2 hours with no breaks. Yeah. Sometimes it's 45 minutes with two breaks.
Yeah,
then, you know.
Sometimes we get going and we don't even have a break. Tonight, that's new. So welcome to it. That was, by the way, awesome. But, yes, so the guy has got ant farms. And I'm impressed because I forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I forgot that was what you got him.
Oh, yeah. That was, like I said, that was the best gift ever. My kids would have probably loved having that as when they were little, but I was too worried about ants getting out in my house. He has been very responsible with them. And so far, I'm not regretting my choices.
That's awesome, though.
And he's already talked about
them. He's never even brought them up over here.
Well, he's probably just preoccupied when he gets over here and doesn't think to talk about them.
Tell him about your ant farm.
But we'll ask him. Oh, he'll tell you.
Here is the thing, though. Like, here soon, we know that the uncle and the godfather will be staying with you.
Yes.
And along with them come the heathens.
And they absolutely love watching those.
Yes. But we have one that makes horrible choices.
We'll
make never be left alone with said ant farm ever, ever, ever in his life.
We will make sure that the ants and he are safe from each other.
Ants and your pants may happen.
Because they will hurt. They're those big, like, suckers.
Ugh.
They're, like, a quarter of an inch long? They're big. And the guy in glasses will stick his hand in there to move them around. I'm like, they're going to bite you, and I'm going to lie. And if they get out, I'm stomping them.
Right? I will buy my own extermination kit.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And he's no fear, just in there. He's like, I was raised in Florida. I don't give, these things don't scare me. I'm like, yeah, but those bite.
Okay, we lived in North Carolina, and probably, every time Sophia went outside when she was little, it never failed that somehow or another, she would fall in a fire ant pile.
Right.
He would have to, drag her inside or drag her to the house, strip her down. That poor kid got so many fire ant bites.
Mm-hmm.
Over so, like,
this hurt.
It's bad.
Yeah.
I remember at one point, we went to Oklahoma to visit, and where I'm from, it's a very small town. And they have a lake. It's a man-made lake. And they tried to make improvements. So they built a playground using, railroad ties or whatever. And then over, let's say, 50 feet away, there's a spot where you can fish. And so I'm over there with my sister. She likes to fish. We're doing our thing. Caitlin was probably 5. She goes running down the hill. She's all excited. She goes over the little bridge, gets to the playground. She trips. She trips and dislodges a railroad tie. And when she does, all of these fire ants came out, and they covered her body. Every adult is running. She's screaming.
Yeah.
I remember yelling at her dad at the time because I'm chubby and I don't run very fast. I don't like to run. I don't run very fast. But, we're all running. He gets there before anybody. Scoops her up and I'm like, take her to the water. So he gets her out there and he dunks her in the water, gets all these ants off of her. And we ended up on the phone with the emergency department.
Oh, yeah.
She had hundreds of bites.
Oh.
And ended up having to give her Benadryl and then watch her all night. I don't answer, no joke.
No, they're not.
No joke.
And they are mean and aggressive.
Yes.
Luckily,
we ended up having to call the city and being
you need to take care of
that. You need to get down here.
Yeah.
And just because thank God that we had so many adults, but if somebody came down here with their kids and they were by themselves,
right.
Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's dangerous. I want to say each of his kits came with 25 ants. And so I'm sure.
Do they breed?
No, because there's queen. Don't send the queen because they don't want them to colonize and
yeah,
if people let them go. So that's smart. And I want to say probably 15 or 20 have died total, I guess. I don't know.
The dead.
Yeah.
Do do they?
And they put them down in the graveyard. And
what?
Yeah, they have a designated spot. They truly do. So I was reading the little stuff that came, the little pamphlet that came with it, and I was like, whatever. They don't have a grave. They actually have a graveyard. Like, if one dies, they all get in there and munch on whatever, and then they take the rest down to this little spot, and they, like, bury them down there. I'm telling you, it's crazy and weird.
Yeah, I kind of like
what we're doing. I know. And at one point, before I had bought him the grapes, we had read that they would eat, like, seeds. So I had sunflower seeds. And I was like, here, just put a couple of those in there until I can get to the grocery store. Well, those sunflower seeds, apparently they did not like them. So they are down in the graveyard. I was like, that's a weird looking.
That's rude.
That's dirty bastards. They did not eat my sunflower seeds. But it's interesting. So he said when these die, of course you can't introduce new ones into the existing colony or there'll be a big ant war.
That would be funny too.
That's what I said. Let's just try this. But he said when they die, he wants to go in the backyard and dig up some ants and put in there to see what happens with, like, local ants in this. Because they send, like, this special sand that's, like, the whitest sand I have ever seen. It's, like, super clean. And so you can see more, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I was like, I don't know how these Tennessee dirt ants do in
this
sand.
Right. Why do you count ants? Don't touch it.
You have to go to the beach.
Don't touch it.
But he wants to put a queen in there because he's just curious how they'll do with a queen.
Yeah, cool until, you know, like, they overpopulate.
And that's what I
said. And then it, like, busts open.
When he first put the sand, a half inch to an inch from the top of the thing, because the whole, the way the little farm is built, the top of it comes completely off so you can refill it and water the sand to keep it, because you got to, you know, make it so they can compact and build their tunnels and stuff. And they have built those tunnels, and of course that extra sand has to go somewhere. So it's all come, they put it up toward the top. And I'm like, you better make sure
they're not stupid.
Yeah, because they're going to all get up there and just, like, push that lid off. Because they're strong.
That's kind of scary.
But, yeah, I'm like, can we just, like, duct tape that down to make sure that there's little vent holes up there that are teensy tiny. And so, obviously, we couldn't cover them. But I'm like, I feel like we could find a way to, like, make sure they can't just, like, in the middle of the night, push this off and be like,
see, now we're going to have to upgrade him.
Yeah.
You know, no, not try to move those ants in particular. But
my youngest daughter sent a picture of one that she found in, like, Hobby Lobby or somewhere, and it had, like, a whole other ant farm, but it was a cool, the layout of it was kind of different but cool. And then when I was looking for his original ant farms, they have them that come with, like, gel instead of sand, and they have, like, LED lights under them but they shine up. And so you can see those tunnel systems even cooler. I'm like, well, maybe next time we can get the gel and the little light.
Yeah.
And I bet that would be cool.
That would be cool.
But I don't want them, like, anywhere near my bedroom. Like,
no.
Keep them in the kitchen, on the dining room table, like, away from the food
stuff.
And when it warms up, we're going to move them back downstairs because I really don't like them up here.
That's a good idea.
But I keep an eye on them. So the other day he comes in and he was worried because I work from home. He sleeps during the day. So during the day, there's no lights on in the house, but in my office. And so I don't get a whole lot of sunlight. And he was like, well, I'm really worried because I don't feel like they're getting the right amount of sun to, like, function and know, like, their rhythms and stuff. I'm like, but they're underground. Like, do they ever get sunlight?
Right.
Like,
not flowers.
I don't know how this works, but I don't know that that's right.
I don't think they care. They're still going to do their job.
Yep.
That's an awesome gift.
I admit.
Whereas, you know, Dan got, like, his geek stuff.
Yeah.
You know, he got
equally happy.
Star Trek stuff this year and D&D stuff. And this was Danielle's first to get dice.
Yes.
Because we are slowly trying to indoctrinate her into our way of life.
Just don't know that it's going to happen.
We're going to try. Maybe we can get her on, like, a one-shot where she's like, oh, okay, what's the fun? I do weirdos. I know. I've seen her and watched all this. I don't mind. Like, on Monday nights when Dan was playing, because he died, I would go in and I mean, obviously I would scroll through, like, Facebook or play a game or whatever, but I would listen to their story. And I always thought it was really cool because I will admit that the producer is an amazing storyteller.
Oh, very much so.
And so I would love to hear their story and, like, mm-hmm. how it's different from ours and, like, what who died and what went on and then Van died. And I was like, okay, I'll stay out. Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, so he is good with storytelling and he's good with voices and coming up with characters. Like, I don't know anything about it, but I am impressed by his creative abilities and talents.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of, when we started D&D, which was a few years ago, it was back, like, my mom was staying with us, which has been quite a while now. It was to reconnect, because we felt like we just weren't getting a good connection with our teenager, and parents so scary, and we just wanted something that we could do that didn't seem off to him, where we were all supporting him. And so we started D&D, and it has just grown over the last few years.
But do any of the younger kids play?
Not yet. He wants them to be at a point where they can functionally, I mean, obviously Caitlin is now part of it, but the littles aren't yet, because he wants them to functionally be able to do the adding, like, understand the dice. The story part is great, but understand the dice. Mm-hmm. And then have the attention span to get through a game.
Right.
So that will come soon. And they're excited for it. They ask all the time, like, when they're going to be old enough to get in on a game. So,
yeah. Can they do, like, a mini
He's
game
got
with
one set up. And, you know, it's just a matter of getting him nailed down to having the patience to get their game going. Like, we're actually getting ready to take a hiatus. Because he's working a lot more now. So mm-hmm. doing the radio station and then doing his almost full-time job when they give him mm-hmm. hours
and then socialize.
Trying to write, right, and then trying to write for his games.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot. He's trying mm-hmm. to learn how to balance all that. So, unfortunately, this Friday, you know, Danielle and the Gang Glasses won't be here, but this will be our first Friday where we're taking a break, and then the next Fridays will be just game nights. Because it's going to give him time to kind of get his mind back into it and get some writing done and do his
yeah.
thing.
Well, and maybe it's a good, you know, every other game, you know, game not do a D&D or something like that to give him a break.
He's
going to
take about a month off, I think. So we'll get a good few good, like, normal game nights in there, which I think will be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because Danielle is always here. We don't do really much with her. So that'll be fun, because now we'll get a little bit of time where she can actually hang out with us and we can do our thing.
Mm-hmm. So, that'll be nice. Because
yeah.
I do. I mean, I enjoy listening.
It'll be kind of lonely because they're leaving us, but whatever.
No. Because he gets farther. Well, I'm missing an important baby shower Saturday for my niece. It's her first baby, and
aww.
I'm sad to miss that. But we planned this with his brother months ago, and the baby shower was supposed to be a couple of weekends ago, and it got because her husband got COVID, and
yeah, that's,
then I was out of town, and
you were sick a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you had the newest COVID?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to get tested because I didn't care. It wasn't going to change anything I was doing because I was already staying away from
everybody
that I could.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't come to here for game night. And then I knew, but I was going to be out of the quarantine period anyway. And so it wouldn't have changed anything about what I do.
Did the guy gloves get sick at all?
No. So, well, but you know him. Mine, it truly was very mild. It was just a mild cold.
And now, to be clear, you're unvaccinated. Okay.
That is correct.
Okay.
And it was a very, very, very mild cold. And I felt it coming on, and I did my airborne and my tripled, like, my vitamin C and did all the right medications to treat the symptoms. And I stayed on top of it because I knew I couldn't afford to be sick because
right.
I was traveling. And I'd already bought tickets and all that kind of stuff. So I knew, you know, work was going to be like, you're going to have to figure it out. So I, you know, was very proactive when I felt it coming on, even during it. I was very proactive about all the right things that you're supposed to do, no matter if you have a cold or COVID or whatever. And so I felt like I got over it really, really quick. Guy in glasses, he got sick for a day I would have gotten sick for 5 days. You
right.
Because he has a very good immune system.
Which is good. I know the godfather did not make it for his game on Monday.
I know.
And when I called him, because I called him to make sure he was awake and, you know, like, hey,
right.
When are you going to head over? He was sick.
Oh, no.
And then I called today to see how he was doing, see if he was coming over. And he was like, yeah. So the Godfather will work endlessly. Any overtime or whatever that they need, he will work. He called in to work today.
Oh, wow.
So my guess is that he's probably got it. And so
he's probably not medicating or doing anything.
No, he is.
Oh,
so,
good.
So when he got COVID last time, I sent them an entire list. Like, you need to buy this, 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 and this.
Good.
Start taking it now so we can get through this.
Right.
And so he immediately started those COVID protocols again.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it will help.
Yeah, because I didn't even realize
it. The problem is that we don't ever know. Like, my youngest had a headache for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, in my head, I was like, is it?
Is it or is it not?
Is it? But we also have really dry air here. We have a bunch of cats. It's dusty here all the time. Like, our allergies are, I've never had allergies until I moved to Tennessee.
Yeah.
And it feels like they're year long. So, you know, she didn't get a fever. She never, like, it was never beyond that. And then it was gone.
Well, and when I was in, so I went to Florida for work, and I went a few days early to go visit with my family. I've got siblings down there, and my brother works, where he works, they provide them with COVID tests if they aren't vaccinated. So he has a plethora of tests, like more than he could ever use. And he was divvying them out to all the family that was there, because I had my sisters and my nieces and nephews and all this getting with me, because I'm not going to, unless I'm curious.
You should have brought some.
Well, that's what I was like. I should have, yeah, could have brought them for us to have fun with. But I was like, no, okay, like I say, I work from home.
Yeah.
The only person around is got glasses, and he's exposed to more being at work than I am at home. So, but I could have brought them for you, I guess.
Well, so
because it's just,
I
was curious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, we talked about it today because I had COVID in September, and it literally, like, was like a river. It flowed through the whole family.
Yeah.
You know, Danielle and the guy in glasses got it. Godfather Uncle got it. Our whole house got it. The boys here were pretty much asymptomatic. They never really, like, they just did their thing. It was whatever. Dan had, like, I don't know, he lost his taste and smell for, like, 2 or 3 days. And then he was done. Yannis had a horrible fever for, like, 3 days. And then she was done.
Mm-hmm.
And then Katie and I, obviously, like, it kind of lingered with us. I'm still battling some stuff. She's still battling some stuff. And so I was like, I really don't want it again right now. I really don't want to deal with it again.
See, and I never lost since taste, smell, any of that. And still struggle with that.
So last night, there's a lot of jokes that go around because me as mom, I like my whiskey. I don't drink it all day long, but I like it. Sometimes comments get made about, like, maybe you drink too much. But then, you know, Dan comes home from work, he's like, I have a gift for you. It's a whole jar bottle of salted caramel whiskey, which we tried tonight.
You just got it yesterday?
It was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
We shared it with, like, as people have come into the house, he's like, oh, you got to try this. And then, like, a couple little bottles of moonshine. And so, we've been doing that. I'm actually going to attribute my ability to avoid COVID to whiskey.
So, could you taste it? Does it taste better?
The back end of it tastes like coffee.
Huh.
That's what I get out of it.
No,
but the moonshine, so I could not smell either one of them. I don't drink, one was red, one was blue. I don't drink anything red because for whatever reason it makes, like, my body swell up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't drink alcohol with red dye in it. So I was like, I have to drink that one. And the problem was, though, that, like, he was like, mine tastes pretty good. Mine literally tastes like rubbing alcohol. I don't know what flavor it was supposed to be. The flavor of it is just like, I couldn't find my Diet Coke quick enough. I was like, what the fuck was that?
And there's no mixing it. There's no chaser. It was
so bad.
It is like straight gasoline.
Like, it was cold, which usually kind of cuts that down. But I was like,
no.
As soon as it hit my mouth, and I look, you know, when we see those little shots of like the little mini mason jars, to me in my head, I'm like, that seems like more than a shot.
Yeah.
It does.
One and a half. Two.
And so I'm like, okay. So I just dumped it in my mouth.
Oh.
But I couldn't swallow fast enough. And then when I did swallow, I was like, that was fucking horrible. That was horrible.
Drink
what
gasoline.
The fuck was that? And he was like, well, maybe it's just your taste itself. I don't know.
No.
But my nostrils burned, and I was clear for the first time in a week, and it was bad. So just, his was like, it was like, I want to say it was like a fruit punch.
Yeah. His probably tasted better, even if it made
well,
you
so
slow.
Well, so he smelled it, his, and he's like, that's pretty good. I can smell his all. And then, you know, Caitlin smelled his, and she's like, oh, I mean, it kind of smells fruity. It's fine.
We went to one of those, like, tastings that you go to. You pay $5. They give you all these taste tests, and then you get a discount off your bottle.
Yeah.
And that one I've had once.
It's so bad.
It's disgusting.
So he has a friend that has a parent that works at, a brand that's
Smoky Mountain or something like
Old
that.
Tennessee.
Oh, yeah, maybe Old Smoky.
Something like that. But so they work there.
Yeah.
And so he has a ton of free stuff at his house. And I was like, well, at first, like, the salt and caramel was actually not horrible because I'm very particular. And I was like, I can't drink it the same as I could Fireball. But there's no way. It's very sweet. But it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it tastes fine. And so they're talking back and forth, and I was like, I don't know. Like, ask me if it's like watermelon moonshine or something. Like, something that doesn't taste like, I needed to take the nail polish off my tongue.
Right.
Because that was the worst thing I've ever tasted.
The apple pie is good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That was the worst thing I've ever in my life.
Just that white lightning
one.
Oh, my God.
I would have used the pickle one.
It's so
I
had
pickles, like
the
actual,
pickles,
yes.
And they are actually good. Now the peaches and the cherries are disgusting.
So I watched a person on TikTok who has done cherries, and they don't hate them. But I'm like, that's got to be so sweet.
They taste like that white lightning. They're not sweet. They taste like that white
lightning.
And they're just disgusting. Like, you get a chew with that flavor, and it's not good.
Well, see,
now,
if you get the pickle one, I know he won't try them. But somebody has to try them with me, because I love pickles,
mm-hmm.
and I watched two people now try them.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them were like, obviously it's very alcoholic, but they liked it,
mm-hmm.
and I do want to try it.
And you could then use the pickle juice as a pickle back for...
Yeah. I actually read about that today, about pickle backs.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I have a whole gallon jar of pickles in the fridge, and I'm like, I should try that sometime. I wonder how it tastes with cinnamon.
That one is actually what it's designed for. Pretty sure it's a different alcohol.
Drink, like, is it going to be horrible or good?
No, it'll be good.
And then there's a person on TikTok who, God bless her, but I feel like she's an alcoholic. Okay. It's fine. It's whatever. To each their own. I'm not judging at all. And I don't know her usually. But every TikTok she does is somebody telling her to, like, take 4 shots or try these moonshine pickles or whatever. Literally just tip a bottle of Fireball up and just guzzle it. I'm like, your poor liver. Because she's our age.
Yeah, no.
Like.
No.
What? I like to drink too, ma'am.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Not all at once.
We're
no.
not on the same page.
No. No, but I think you would like the pickles. I'll have to get some.
I want to try those.
I'll have to get some for you if Dane can't get them for you, because I saw them just the other day when we stopped on our way here, but Guy in Glasses had already paid the bill, and I was like, oh, okay, next time.
Yeah, our little liquor store, unfortunately, has been very limited on, like, new things that they get in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, we have the trusty bottle of Fireball, but... I used to love going into liquor stores and seeing, like, the gift sets or what
mm-hmm.
new products they got in, and we don't, like, they don't get that there.
Oh, yeah, I like to go through and see all the flavored vodkas and flavored rums and
all the drinks. In my younger days, my cousin and I used to go shopping all the time, and we Burnett's was, like, our thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was cheap, but there was, like, 50,000 flavors.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'd buy, like, the sweet tea. and we put it in sweet tea.
Yeah,
no. That's how you teach your kids to be alcoholic,
mm-hmm.
by the way.
Speaking of which, the peach vodka with some sweet tea.
Right, I bet.
Be amazing.
I bet.
So
lemon is not bad in sweet tea also.
Yeah.
It's like a half and half.
So I love the twisted tea peach.
That, yeah.
That's my favorite.
Raspberry was okay. It just has a weird...
It's a weird,
maybe it's me, but it's a weird flavor.
Yeah. So we had, I had bought some peach vodka just for that reason and brewed some tea. Guy in glasses that come home with a little, you know, pint size of sweet tea. So he had drank about half of the sweet tea and just started pouring the peach inside his little jug and shook it up. We just passed it back and forth. It was really good.
Right? That
that's
good.
A dangerous.
Right?
But it's, I mean, it's a nice sipper. But you can, it's so good and so easy that you forget there is alcohol in it.
Yes, and it's, the thing is with those, like, you're fine and you're fine and you're fine and then you have to pee and then you stand up and you're like, oh, I'm not fine anymore.
Yep. Yep. Pretty much.
That happens at the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I'm fine and I'm fine and then all of a sudden I'm not. I should probably go home now.
Party's done. She's over.
I'm going to go to bed now.
So 0 to 1,000 really quick.
It is. And it depends on what you drink. Like when I was younger, I would drink Long Island iced teas a lot. And now I'm like, the sweet and sour in it is too much for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's just, it gives me heartburn. I don't want to drink it.
Yeah.
But I used to. That was my thing. Like, because you can taste the alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you've heard about the guy in glasses experience with Island teas. He thought he had four and he had nine.
Yes.
And he had asked for one recently and watched them mix it and he goes, oh my geez, I didn't realize that
there's
no mixer.
So
and I said, yeah, it's
well,
alcohol.
Sweet and sour is a mixer.
But
and then
a splash
of soda.
Right. It's all the alcohol
yes.
with a little splash of some of two things that are not alcoholic. But yeah, he said, okay.
That is why they're like that.
Mm-hmm. That is why I thought I had four, but I had like nine.
Yes, and that's why the younger person, it was smart, because I was like, I mean, I could drink that. That's a lot of alcohol. I'm only paying one price
mm-hmm.
as compared to, like, give me a shot. Yeah. Yes. I'll drink all the shots.
Only it doesn't have is Fireball.
Yes. Which, you know, when you think about it.
You've mixed a little bit of that in there with it.
That could be pretty good.
Might be pretty good.
That would be pretty good.
Yeah, it might be.
We are a Fireball family over here.
We do like some Fireball. So
I'm just better with whiskey.
Yeah. Well, and with Fireball, like, I know what my limits are. I know what one shot's going to do. I know what two shots are going to do. I know how to limit myself with it because I know my tolerance for it. And I know one shot's going to get me pretty good pretty quick, you know, whereas others, you don't know.
I mean, when we went back to Oklahoma, my sister is not a huge drinker. She had like this little tiny bottle of vodka. It was the only alcohol we had seen in like 3 days. So I finished that bottle, and then it hits completely different
mm-hmm.
than whiskey. And I was like, I don't think I like this. Can we go to the liquor store and get something normal, please? Because
mm-hmm.
I am not 19 anymore. I cannot drink vodka.
And it's always funny to me when people are like, ooh, Fireball. But usually it's because they've had a really bad experience with it once that
yes.
they've stuck with them for many, many years.
Yes.
And we're probably all like that. To
I can't drink Southern Comfort.
Mm-hmm.
I was 18 the last time I drank it, and I can still remember the whole night. And it's never, ever, I can't even smell it without gagging. Like, I, no Southern Comfort here. I probably had alcohol poisoning that night.
Mm-hmm.
I drank an entire fifth of it on my 18th birthday and vomited taco salad next to a campfire for 6 hours where they left me in a camp chair and then woke up the next morning, had to clean up my own vomit. Like, no, never again. I will never, ever touch it.
It's a bad experience.
I don't even know. That's a horrible alcohol anyway. I don't know why that was the liquor of choice.
The choice. Probably some guy bought it for you.
I think it was like Southern Comfort and Coke was the thing back then, but now I'm like, that's so sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, don't even want to sell them. Do not bring me a free gift from any person that works at a liquor distillery. Be like, this is for you, because no.
So we're not going for some tasting.
No. I thought about, like, doing the moon tasting in, is it Gatlinburg, I think?
Mm-hmm.
But I went to a wine tasting when we were in North Carolina back when I drank wine. That was pretty fun.
Mm-hmm.
But soon we made it to the end of the tent.
Oh, yeah.
We were all wasted.
You're happy.
Oh, yeah.
So that's what the guy in glasses and I have done a couple of times. We've gone up there and hit one and got a little buzz, went to eat, hit another one, got a little buzz, got some dessert, and went home. You know,
yeah.
It was like, this is a good way to do it because it's a cheap way of having a little buzz. And then, like I said, the money you pay toward those free shots, you get to use toward a bottle of some sort, you know, or whatever.
Which is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool.
We've never done that. I think we've made it to Gatlinburg once, and Pigeon Forge once, and traffic was horrible both times. So, like, we were able to make it twice we went to the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
So we were able to make it somewhere in park. And we did the aquarium, and then we'd walk, and we'd go to the other, like,
touristy thing.
Yeah. But it's so expensive up there. And when you have six or seven people with you, like, it's exhausting.
Yeah. Well, that's maybe the guys are listening and maybe we can go do that because there is one just there in, like, I think it's even Sevierville. It's not even all the way in Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg. And I think that's where one of the moonshine tastings was and the axe throwing. So we did the moonshine tasting, went to eat, went to the axe throwing.
Well, I might kill somebody.
Well, that's what I thought too, but they've got like big, big barriers so that you can't hurt each other.
I hope so.
I'm short, chubby,
and nearsighted.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I have no depth perception.
Mm-mm.
None at all. So I'm not going tonight to pick our son up because I have one path I drive through this town. That is not the path. There's a drop off on my side of the road. I would probably not make it home.
Yeah, not a good idea.
Yeah, no. So axe throwing, we thought about it a couple times. I'm like, that's like bowling though. I'm really truly. I remember we bowling. How many times am I over other people's lanes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if we go bowling? And I literally like bounce over two lanes and then get a strike and then I piss this guy off because I done fucked up his whole game.
Mm-hmm. That's why you get him to put the little kid barrier thing up.
That's what Scott thought. I was like, but what if that's like a ramp?
It just bounces.
It just rolls right up it. And, they do really want to go bowling. I'm not sure that I suck at bowling.
Have a drink or two. It'll be fun.
Yeah, I'll just throw things at people. It's fine.
Yeah.
I do agree. I think that so something we lost with COVID was leaving our house.
Mm-hmm.
And going and doing family things, you know, mini golf, or which is outdoors, really anything. And I feel like we need to start working back towards that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm bored. I will admit, I'm a lot different than I was 2 years ago. I'm probably a little more grumpy, a little more serious,
mm-hmm.
a little more stressed. And I would like to go back to, like, at least every now and then being able to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know my kids miss it. I miss it. You know, Dan misses it. I'm sure the guy in glasses misses and going and doing things.
I think it would be a good family time.
I do, too. You know, even if it's, like, once a month. Like,
and
I'll go throw some bowls at things.
I'll go roll some gutter balls with you, and it'll be fun.
Right. I'll roll it, too.
But it's good to get out. You need to get out of the house.
Absolutely.
Get back out into the world and enjoy.
You know, and if we went, we've talked about moving our radio station more forward and doing more fun things like TikTok, things like that. But you can't really do fun things. Like, you can't make those things at home all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people get tired of seeing your ass sitting on the couch. So happy for seeing these people again. So, yeah, no, I think we do need to. Axe throwing has always been a little leery for me, but I would be willing to try it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, the rage room. Like, that really has always interested me because I'm like, I could beat the hell out of something. But they go and they get appliances and dishes and, like, you just beat the hell out of it for, like, an hour. That'd be the,
I wonder how expensive that is.
It's actually not that bad. And then they have, like, a la carte where you can add, like, a whole set of dishes. And, yeah. I feel like at some point, so Rage Room, Axe Ring and Escape Rooms. I just feel like, dependent on the mood, any of those would be a good option.
Mm-hmm. So when I went to do the escape room, it was people I was working with at the time. And
I don't even like people I ever worked with.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians. It was a disaster. So I went because, you know, our team leader was like, oh, you know,
it's a good team building experience.
Yeah. And it was not. It was not. Because, you know, you've got 10 people in a room and 8 of them know the perfect way and they're all talking over each other to discuss the perfect way. And you got me who's, I'm not a leader unless I have to be. And I'm not going to try to out yell you. So I just stood in the corner and waited for you to get
this out. We could find the first clue and move on. That'd be awesome.
And it's hard just because you don't know what's a clue and what's not, you know, like
you said.
Did
they give you like the first clue?
No, they'll give you hints. So there's just a man on the PA above who's listening and he can pipe in and be like, and redirect you and stuff. But for the most part, they're quiet unless you ask them for help. So you're just kind of literally in the blind. Yeah, you're in a room and you're trying to figure out where to start. I'm like, at least give me the point A.
I want to know point A, yeah. Like, give me a starting point. Is somebody dead? Did they get stabbed in the heart? Like,
I want to say
you need to find the knife?
Yeah, I want to say the room they chose, like, we were all in chains together or something stupid. So that was part of the issue, too, is we're all being dragged around by the other people who were like squirrels trying to find the first clue. And it was ridiculous. It's like, I'm done. Just stand in the corner.
Get me out of here.
We're done. There was not enough alcohol before this. Jesus.
That's just my problem.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, hold on a second.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. So to me, it wasn't fun, but it was probably situational. But I will say it could probably test some relationships because if you both know the right way and you think the other's wrong all the time, might not be a good Valentine's gift.
It would be kind of it would be kind of funny though.
You might rather go with the rage room or the axe throwing.
I mean, either one. I just want to go do something. Like,
yeah.
I'm cool with not actually getting a gift. I don't eat chocolate and flower sign.
Yeah. Well, mine is, like you said, experiences, and that's what I told the guy in glasses. Like, homemade gifts, thoughtful gifts, experiences, those are the things I enjoy. You can hand me a gift that I will probably like, but it's not going to mean as much to me as having that experience and those memories to remember later. I don't know. That's just better for me. So.
Or practical. Like,
you're too practical,
yeah.
Probably. But yeah, practical is good, in
my
opinion.
Do not buy me a vacuum for Valentine's Day. I will admit I need a new one. That is not the day to do it.
I love you. Go vacuum. Go clean.
Stick the hose up your ass. That's probably not the day, guys. Guys, listen. It's not the day. No dish rags. No vacuums. No.
None of those.
No diet pills. Don't be stupid, okay? Just saying. Like, there are holidays for those things where it might be okay. Valentine's Day is not the one. And Dan hates Valentine's Day. He hates it. It's not his holiday.
It's like
because
it's,
you know,
a marketing ploy and blah, blah, blah.
I don't give a shit. I don't care. Because so when my kids were little, the two oldest, we lived in a very small town. And I loved it because it's a really cool school. And there was a lady in town that owned a flower shop. And during, especially like Valentine's Day, she would do these packs. And you could buy them. They'd have a balloon, and it would have like a soda, and a stuffed animal, and, you know, whatever, some gifts in it. And you could price up or whatever. And she would deliver them to the school.
Aww.
So the kids would get their gifts at school. I loved that. And I started that with my kids when they were little.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, obviously every year they get something. Like, the producer, I bought them, everybody got something jewelry-ish last year. He still wears his.
Oh.
So, yeah, no, I love Valentine's Day. I love all holidays. My thing.
In that respect, that's probably the only time you were such a girl.
I just
want to make this
so happy. It's just the kids and being. Like, Valentine's Day, I don't really do anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Every other holiday, I'm like, y'all better have your asses here. The shit that I have done. Like Easter baskets, you know, growing up,
Man, if my mom would have stopped making me an Easter basket at like 16, I would have hated her for life.
Wow.
Because she made me Easter baskets until we moved away from her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids would get theirs. We would all get ours. So it carried on. You know, my kids get theirs. Dan gets his. And then there's the uncle and the godfather and guy, you know, all the adults get Easter baskets. Like, it is what it is. It's a little tiring sometimes, but I don't know. And then we have our big Easter dinner. It's really not the most special day ever. It's just really, I think it's, for me, it's about, it's an excuse for us all to get together
mm-hmm.
and be a family.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, we always do an Easter egg hunt. It's getting harder, but we always do an Easter egg hunt. Sometimes we throw in an adult hunt with liquor. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah, it is fun. We did one year with, like, beer bottles in the backyard and watched, and I didn't do it. Like, it was me and the producer hit everything. Watching four men fight to get all of the beer was hilarious.
Did you have, like, an ABC class? Like, the prize was the best
nope,
one?
No, they
or
just had to be able to get
things?
All of them. I don't leave any beer in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
This is how many are out there. Go find them. There's some liquor out there, too. Have fun.
Well, the good news is it doesn't spoil, per se, eggs.
No, we have, like, no kids, so I was like, I really don't need somebody's kitchen in the backyard being like, score!
Look what I found. It tastes kind of funny,
mommy,
but it's good.
It tastes as soda.
Mm-hmm. It makes me feel funny.
Yes.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't be a good idea. That's a good idea.
It's fun. So, over the last couple, I don't know about you, but I still have a hard time with space and time. Like, the fact that COVID started in 2020 still does not register that it's been 2 years. So things will happen. I'm like, that was like 6 months ago. And it's like, it's like 2 years ago.
So this past weekend, well, the week before, they announced that our corporate office in Oak Ridge wasn't going to reopen. Like, because when they made us go home, it was the beginning of the pandemic. And they said, you know, take the stuff you need to work from home and we'll come back into the office in a few months when
yeah.
this is all over. So some of us went, I went ahead and emptied my office out, like, after everyone went home, because I was told, you won't be coming back. It was already in the plan for us to start working from home, my team. So I had to go back after hours and get my stuff so that everyone didn't know I wasn't coming back. So there's
right.
only, like, one or two of us in the office still at that point that were on my team. And so they announced the week I was gone that corporate office was closing and everyone needed to go get their stuff and they could have some of the other stuff that was left, like chairs and TVs and stuff. I didn't go because I knew it was going to be a cluster.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody's just, like, on a rampage,
yeah.
just grabbing stuff, like looters and rioters. But they said it was like a time capsule, you know, because all the calendars were set to March 2020 and all their things were laying on the desk like they were going to be back in a few days or months or weeks or whatever, because
yeah.
nobody thought it was going to last like it did. I saw pictures and they were saying it was weird, like notebooks with pens sitting on them, calendars still set, you know, all those things. And I'm glad I didn't go. It would have probably made me sad. But
yeah,
I did go
weird.
In when the guy in glasses and I had been dating like a couple of months. I went to, because I had a little mini fridge under my desk, and I had him go with me because he had the truck, and I was like, let's load this up and take it home because I'm not coming back, you know, and it was, I saw a little bit of that, but it was, you know, maybe not even a year into it, you know,
weird,
so
though.
it was still weird then, but yeah, here 2 years later, people going in and cleaning out their desks and stuff, they said
that would be horrible.
It was bad, yeah.
That would be really weird.
Mm-hmm. And then you think about all those, like, because our building was, like, family ran. So now they got to try to find somebody who's going to lease it. But everyone's working from home now. So we're going to have all
yeah.
these corporate buildings.
Well, I guess that we're still in that.
With nowhere to occupy.
Mm-hmm. You know, that 2 years later when things aren't quite what we thought they were, we're still sitting in limbo.
Oh, yeah. But you have to wonder if they're going to make those into, like, apartment buildings or some of them could be probably some sort of shopping plaza.
You know, we have a 19-year-old who desperately wants to move out. And just today alone on Facebook, I read like 3 posts of people who are on the lower income scale, which, you know, when we think of 19-year-old kids even a full-time job, but still a lower income, who were losing their homes because apartment buildings as leases ended for raising their rent by like $300-$500 a month. And you're looking at a studio apartment for like my house payment.
Right.
What?
Yeah.
Nobody can afford to live here. Mm-hmm. We live in Tennessee, which is supposed to be fairly
livable.
Right. Yeah. And now we're going to, my biggest fear is, so I have a brother who's homeless. And recently, actually just saw him on the news, which was kind of a godsend because now I know he's alive. But he lives in one of the biggest homeless camps in Tacoma, Washington. And so we look at Washington has been hit very hard by COVID. And two of their biggest cities are Tacoma and Seattle. Both are now filled with homeless people in camps everywhere, like along the sidewalks. It's just lines of tents and people living like that. My biggest fear is that we're going to end up in the same boat here because they've started making the housing market so unattainable for our own people. Because so many people are coming from out of state, and they're like, well, I mean, we pay this rent. Okay, well, yeah, that's California, not Tennessee.
Right.
We don't make much money here. And so I'm actually really scared that that's what we're going to end up seeing is the homeless people, the uptick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I drive through the, what's it called? The bigger homeless area in Knoxville, down by the Mission.
Right.
I drive through that area pretty frequently, and there's a lot more people wandering the street, and so I do worry about that. Like, and it's not on an entitled level. Of course, we live in a smaller town. We live in a neighborhood that's fairly safe. I don't want it to leak over here because I have kids. But I think that's what's
going to
happen.
Yeah, and that's sad because at some point you have to fill your rental with someone. So who's it eventually going to be?
And then when you look at it like studio or one bedroom apartments, if one person can't afford a studio, obviously they can't get roommates. It's a studio apartment, like
right.
So if they can't afford that, how are you going to rent those out? Mm-hmm. I don't know. They live here, but that is not, and we're talking Oak Ridge, and that's actually a lot more affordable than Knoxville, and now they're starting to put their prices up to, like, Knoxville prices.
Yeah.
We don't live in that area. This is not California.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's scary. I just recently got a home equity, I'm in the process of getting a home equity loan, and when the banker was the guy was talking to me about, you know, what my house was worth, and I was like, geez, I wish I could sell that, but I'm not going to, and we've talked about this, I can't turn around and buy something for this, so I'm going to stay put and use the equity I have in my home, yeah.
That's us, like, we want so desperately to sell, and I know we could get far more than what the house was when we bought it, but then we would have to have a place that we could land for a little while, which is not Danielle's house, because it's full, but we could stay in her garage.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have anywhere to land long enough to wait out the house that we want in the price that we want.
Which is why I opened up the house to the godfather and uncle, because...
And I agree that it's a smart decision.
I was like, y'all can't afford where you're going to have to go. You can't even afford where you're at now because you lost two roommates through the last year and a half.
Well, yeah. I mean, I was looking for houses for them, and, like, two streets over from us, a smaller house, but would have still been perfect for them, and it was close to their kid, you know, to the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, we're talking like a three-bedroom house in Powell, Tennessee for like $2,000 a month. What?
Mm-mm. No.
No. And they only were going to sign for a six-month lease.
Wow.
So now you're paying $2,000 a month, and you don't know where you're going to end up in 6 months.
Right. Well, and that's why I said this will help me out financially. It'll help you guys out financially. Everybody,
hopefully.
It's a win-win situation.
We'll hope.
We're going to have to be like, give me your extra money. We're going to save it for you in this jar I'm hiding.
Right. Like,
but at least it's an opportunity and it gives them some, buys them.
I would love to see the Godfather be able, when the housing market drops, which I hope it does, be able to get his own place. Because I know that's what he wants.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it was a better choice for us. I don't love my house. You know, there's a lot of things that need to be fixed. Still better than what we had.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still cheaper than what we had. Like, I'm not a huge proponent. There's benefits to renting. Mm-hmm. With renting, you know, you've got somebody that comes in and fixes shit all the time.
But they can raise the rent and kick you out of
it. But then it can become super expensive and you can't afford it. Whereas in your home, like, that's what you're paying. And while you might have to figure out ways for, you know, you yourself or you and your friends to fix the shit that needs to be fixed, like, that's the only difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've gotten really lucky this year, especially with the cold in Tennessee, that we've not had major issues. But I don't foresee that lasting. Like, I can't wait for those. I just want a barn dominium.
Oh, yeah, just a little barn dominium.
I would be happy with that.
With some tiny houses
on it
for the rest of the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
I need my own neighborhood, and then I'll be fine. We'll get Danielle to sell her house. She'll be, like, financially independent at that point. She'll have her own little tiny house with the glasses. See, like,
and he's, I will say this about him. He is amazing at cleaning stuff out. Because I don't have, I've told you, I don't have the foresight. Like, I get lost in ADD world, and I'm just like, 6 hours later, I haven't done anything. But he comes in and he sees the task and he's like, boom, 2 hours knocked out. I'm
like,
wow.
I think adds to the fact that he doesn't bitch when he sees that I've had, like, I have three times as much garbage. He's like, oh, I know what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, he knows how
shit.
I am. Okay, yeah.
Shit out.
Yep. I got a big pile of stuff to donate or go to the trash or whatever. And he's like,
full
okay.
Of donations right now. I just need to make it over there.
Yeah.
It's literally 2 minutes away. I drive by it every day.
Yeah.
And I never stop.
Well, and he's funny because he'll throw everything away. Just throw it in the trash, take it to the dump.
I can't do that.
But I'm like, but that's a perfectly good,
yes,
you know,
I
have
clothes.
Yeah.
Like, I can't
do that. I said, I have
somebody
to donate it.
Can use it.
Yeah. And I was like, I just feel like that's a waste. And even though I'm not going to use it, I'm not going to bother with
now, there are some things that I'm like, fuck it, just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
Throw it away. Not having a garage sale.
Mm-hmm.
Right away.
Mm-mm.
And then there are other things I'm like, oh, hold on to it. I can put it on the marketplace. Maybe
mm-hmm.
we'll get some money for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I know I'm not doing that, though, because that's what he was talking about just today. He's like, this corner, blah, 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 we could, you know, put that on marketplace. And I just looked at him and was like,
see, now
what you need to do
is just have him do it.
Mm-hmm.
And join those groups and put it on marketplace. And then for us, like, anything I actually at some point do find time to post, you know, that goes into a vacation fund.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, that's not money in my pocket. It goes in my pig.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a hoarder. Money of money, not things.
Well, and mine, you know, and I told, and he's so understanding because I'm like, you know, I grew up not, you know, rich at all. We were middle to lower class, and I grew up raising children by myself, and I was used to having to repurpose or hold on to those screws because I might need them, or hang on to that fan that needs a new new plug thing because I might need it, and I can figure out somehow. I mean, just stuff like that. And he's just like, do you know what this goes to? I'm like, I have no idea.
I've cleaned a room, and I'll pull out like 5 or 6 cords, and I'm like, I know for a fact nobody has touched this shelf in like 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is this cord for?
Mm-hmm.
Do I keep it because it's actually important to something, or do I just get rid of it?
But the moment you throw it away,
somebody's like, where's that cord?
I've had it for 6 years and not touched it, but now you want it?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's a universal somewhere.
That's what, that's exactly the conversation we have when we're going through stuff, because he's great. He's motivated. He's like, let's get to it, because he wants to get stuff cleaned out anyway, but especially for the guys to come in. And he's like, have you used them? I'm like, no, but what if, you know, and he's like, no, we'll buy a new one. We got Amazon. You got throw it away. I don't know what it goes to.
I'm like,
okay.
If nobody's here and nobody's going to answer the question, and I don't know what it is, it's going in the trash. If you really need it, you better Amazon that shit.
Yep, you better figure out a way to replace it.
I don't know what to tell you. It's gone. And it is inevitable. It'll be like a month later that somebody's like, where's that thing?
Go check a Goodwill and corn. Sorry, I don't know.
I've not seen that.
Yeah, and, you know, I told him I moved into my house almost, I think, 8 years ago. And within 6 months of moving in, no, it wasn't even that long, my biological mom passed away. So my life fell apart for a while because she'd been sick up until that point. So I'd been visiting, you know, once a month or so. And that's a trip to Florida and back. So I was gone. And then so everything just got into boxes and got into the house and things got settled that I needed and everything else stayed down there. And then life just continued and I didn't touch those boxes. And so now he's like, go there. I'm like, I have no idea. It's been there for 8 years.
Well, yeah. You've been in this house for almost 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that didn't fit in the house at the garage. And currently, nothing has been pulled from the garage.
Yeah.
For Christmas, Halloween, and Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like,
an occasional suitcase.
Gives me some pain in the ass to go through, but
yeah.
It's been like 6 years, so most of that is going away.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I told him, I don't mind to go through those, but some of those boxes weren't closed properly, and if there's a mouse or a critter of some sort that comes out, I will die.
And like my garage lights don't work, they never really have, and now at this point, like, you can't reach them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, Nope. So I'm just going to stand there with my raid and my box and be like, let's just hope nothing travels.
Like a biohazard.
Yes.
That's
well,
what I need.
Caitlin was sitting at the table one night and she had her glass of water next to her. And all of a sudden I hear just all hell break loose. And the godfather runs in there and like I come in through the kitchen. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And she had been sitting there and a giant spider must have fallen from the ceiling into her glass. She never heard it, so she picked it up and went to drink it. Here's this big-ass spider floating around in the glass. And nobody knew what to do with it. Love you, Black.
There's a door right here.
I took it outside and threw it out. I was like, you guys.
It's not that hard. Panic ensued.
And we're like, oh my God, it is big. Yes, let's put it out of the doors.
And in her defense, like, you don't expect to look in your glass.
She has a drink out of that cup. And it's her favorite cup. Like, she's
not
done.
She's like, no, I'm done. I'm done. Yeah, I don't blame her.
I just smoked
it. You know, we had a little talk about Valentine's Day. And there's like three options of fun things, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, there's moonshine tasting, which could lead into all the other fun things. And there's one that's not quite in, you know, the hell of Pigeon Forge or Gatlinburg. Because I don't care what any of you say, you touristy people. Those of us who live here don't actually want to go there. It's fucking crowded. Period. So it's not quite in that place. And then there's axe throwing. There's escape room, but, you know, like she said, it could be a deal breaker for some relationship issues.
Might not be the best Valentine's stop.
Like it could
be like
a
planning for the
stop.
Big D.
Yeah. And then there's what was the other one? The rage room.
So we've narrowed it down to three places.
So you and the guy in glasses just need to get together.
So
and, like this is the deal.
I'm gonna put a kibosh on the moonshine tasting. Because
It's not like a whole shot. It's like a
stick. Only three would be able to enjoy because one would have to...
That's what Uber's like for?
I'm not Ubering all the way from Gatlinburg back here.
It's not in Gatlinburg. That's what I'm saying.
Is it Sevierville you get to before Pigeon Forge?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one there.
It's $30 to go from South Knoxville to here.
Our extra kid only pays, I pay $18 when I Uber him to our house.
Okay.
Well,
just saying.
We do the moonshine tasting and then we go to the axe throwing, which is close. We have time to sober up while we're throwing the axe.
Get the
throw axes while we're drunk.
Well, yeah, that's a great idea.
I have a wall.
I am not putting an axe in your hand while you're drunk. Standing anywhere within 30 feet of you.
Okay, no, but you're in my way. You and the guy glasses come up with a plan and make it happen, and I'll be happy.
Because I know exactly how the moonshine tasting will go. You three will get drunk, and I'll be the designated driver.
We need to do that anyway.
Exactly.
I'm
going to
have
a
Valentine's Day regardless.
Right.
You want the option to drink at least?
Yes.
Okay.
If we're gonna go do a moonshine tasting, I would like the option to not.
With the tasting, drunk. You're not gonna get drunk.
You don't know that. There's a lot of moonshine.
Well, we should open up to her house, but she's a roommate now.
Oh, we can. No,
not
we can.
On the couch.
No, we can make the roommate find somewhere to go that night. She's fine with that.
See, there's Mel.
We just still
so
got
to get two
it's much closer to her house. So it'd be like a $10 Uber versus a $60 Uber.
No, my house is that way. My house is
further. Find further. Yeah.
Find something near her house. I don't know. You guys come up with something. Tell us what we're doing. You can tell her roommate to go away for a night, but we can all have fun. You can cook us dinner for all I care.
Yeah, but you want to go out.
Be fun.
Yeah, and cooking would be work for you. So the whole
thing's gonna be work for me regardless.
It's not. It's gonna be great work.
The whole thing.
Work. Do you hear that, people? This is how real life works with Valentine's.
Because somebody's got to do some brain work.
You realize Valentine's Day is on Friday.
Ooh, it's on a Tuesday.
And it's on a Friday.
It doesn't matter. We're taking a break from D&D anyway.
Are we?
Valentine's Day is on a Monday. The 14th?
What the hell was I looking at?
I don't know. What are you
looking at? 2020-something. Looking at January 14th.
Motherfucking phone.
You done fucked it up.
Well, the guy in glasses has to work anyway.
Yeah, he can figure it out.
No, he doesn't work on Friday. Yeah. Oh, well, he does have a show, though.
It's on a Monday.
Oh, well, yeah, but obviously we're going to celebrate on the weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
We could do that.
Because then the kids, you don't have to worry about school and all those things.
That's true.
Sure, we'll plan something.
You guys do whatever you do. Listen, here's the thing. I'm putting it in you four hands, and then you just tell us what we're doing.
And we could do it the weekend before or the weekend after, because the weekend after might be less crowded and stuff. So,
okay.
Just fine.
We just got to celebrate with the kids on the day.
Yeah, that you have to do Monday.
What the hell? Friday's way better.
It did.
Well, it's not like the kids are going to drink.
That's true. And, I mean,
although one of them might.
This is true. Also. Not moonshine, though.
Although, no.
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 No. All right, so we're coming down the last 6.5 minutes. I figure we have a little bit of stuff that we can start the year with. We'll start the year late, but, you know, start the year with. We do have things going on. I don't know if you've seen the trucker that's happening now in Canada, where they all drove to the Capitol to protest the Band-Aids. It's like
mm-hmm.
a 7-mile-long train of trucks, like big rigs,
uh-huh.
That have now closed down basically the border of U.S. and Ontario.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty awesome. I'd love to see how that's going. And we're supposed to be having a Freedom Ride starting in March here in the U.S. So I'd like to see how that progresses. You know, there were a lot of court cases that we followed last year that got put on hold because of COVID,
mm-hmm.
but that are now starting to come into their trials. Gannon Stauch, the Evelyn, I don't remember her last name, but the baby Evelyn case is
mm-hmm.
beginning to go to trial. We've got a lot of things happening as far as, you know, we get tired of talking about COVID as a virus, but we see a lot of things now starting to happen. You know, we've got the issue with Russia and Ukraine. You know, what does that mean for us? We know that 8,500 of our troops are getting ready to go over. Is that going to be a thing? Thank God my husband is not active duty anymore, because I'm not dealing with that bullshit.
Nope.
So I think we're going to find that this coming year, while it might not always be good news, we're always going to have something to talk about. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more progress in things.
Mm-hmm.
Because while Omicron is here and it sucks, it's not like the other ones.
Right.
And now people are starting to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's going to be a good change. As we change over to Twitch, I think it's a good change in conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't tell you what we'll talk about next week because, one, we don't ever stick to the topic, and two, I don't know what's happening next week. That'd be like asking me if I have plans tomorrow.
the problem with the way we do things, too, though, is I don't like the news. Apparently, I don't stay up to date on social media. So I never know what it is that we're talking. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Talk to me about that.
I don't watch the news. I hate the news. I watch K-pop. You just got to fix your page.
Apparently, because all I watch is, like, funny stuff and babies.
None of my shit comes up funny anymore. And although I do get a lot of animals doing stupid shit, so that's kind of funny.
Well, the guy in glasses makes fun of me because that seems like I always get bearded men.
I do have a lot of
Well,
them.
I'm
I don't
sorry.
Know for
you. You have all the chicks trying to get OnlyFans, you know.
I mean, lots. I appreciate the fact that I have almost 15-inch followers. That's super cool. I would venture to say
mm-hmm.
200 of those are bots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just, I see a lot of people complain about that on TikTok, and at the same time, I'm like, I don't. It's not like I'm interacting with them.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Unless they start problems on my page, I do not care.
Right.
Sweet. More followers. Awesome.
Oh. So, okay.
Yeah. We'll have to just check out, like, I would say give us 48 hours to see what's happening in the world, and then we can, you know, hope. I would like to see our posts come up earlier so that you know what we're talking about. Maybe you can join in the conversation. There's a lot of things going on right now. You know, we see food shortages everywhere. I have not been able to fully grocery shop in 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I go to 3 different stores, and I will be honest with you, I don't have the patience for that.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I end up at Aldi. Sometimes I end up at Kroger. And I will say significantly Kroger has been the worst out of all the stores.
Hmm.
I don't know why, but they just don't seem to be getting product in. There's a shit ton of Valentine's stuff out, but not a lot of food. So will that get worse?
Mm-hmm.
You know, will we see that get worse? I know my grocery bill has gone up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Gas has gone up a lot.
True.
That's pretty shitty. For somebody who drives a lot, I don't like it. I filled up twice this week. I'm not happy.
Wow.
And today, I thankfully got like 50 cents off, but it was still really expensive. Like,
mm-hmm.
I didn't get a full tank. So, I don't know. We'll just have to see how the world revolves in the next 48 hours.
Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I know. So, Gannon's case went to trial 2 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
Started.
Mm-hmm.
And then Evelyn is supposed to, her mom is, Boswell, is supposed to go to trial, like, this next week. And I am interested to see those things close up and know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Gannon's case, especially, like, why?
Right.
You know, so I'm not excited, but I am looking forward to seeing
curious.
Things that happened a year ago finally wrap up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll see.
We'll see. Sounds like some
funny shit to talk about, too, though, because I get tired of all the serious stuff. And I have dark humor, so sometimes even the serious things don't come across well. Not okay.
Laughing at inappropriate times.
Don't cancel us. Alright. Well, we love you guys, and we're happy to be back, and I cannot wait for this to continue forward, and hopefully you won't actually have to deal with this particular platform, and we can start moving forward to where we can get on video soon.
Oh, joy.
Right? That
yeah.
Makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Alright. Have a good night. We will see you next week, hopefully. And
be safe and be nice.
Yes. Go press the button.